Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you're listening to my Best of 2009 episode of the Heavenly Music Corporation on Dublab. So sit back and enjoy it, hopefully, and I will recap at the end of the set. And happy 2010.
You're making me feel like a you to know. Everything we dream is clear. Everything we see is clear. We'll be right back.
I've been mad for fucking years. Absolutely years. Been over the edge for yonks. Working buns off for bands. I've always been mad. I know I've been mad. For most of us. Very hard to explain why you're mad, even if you're not mad.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you've been listening to my Best of 2009 special edition of the Heavenly Music Corporation here on dublab.com. And I was going to do a little recap now, let you know what you've been hearing. Started off the set with a track from U2. Believe it or not, yes, U2. From actually a reissue that came out last year, a really nice reissue of The Unforgettable Fire, the Brian Eno and Daniel Lanois produced album. And they did a really nice both packaging job on that and a really nice mastering and inclusion of extra tracks on that. So it's definitely worth checking out if you're a fan of that phase of the band. And that was a track never before released called Yoshino Blossom, an instrumental track. And that was reissued by Island earlier in 2009. After that, another reissue that was another great job. The Beatles catalog, of course, that Capitol put out last year. Again, a great packaging job and great remastering job as well. And that was the track She Said, She Said off perhaps my favorite Beatles record, Revolver. Again, that whole catalog was reissued by Capitol last year. After that, yet another reissue. We're starting off with the reissues, and we'll get into the new stuff in a minute. Loop, a cool band out of the UK that kind of prefigured the shoegazing and Britpop scene, more the shoegazing side of it, kind of in that Spaceman 3 realm. And that was the band Loop, the track Vapor off of so what some critics call their masterpiece, called A Gilded Eternity, that Reactor reissued last year with some cool extra tracks as well. It's definitely worth checking out if you like those guys. After that, the Stone Roses, they remastered and reissued in a deluxe legacy edition last year their debut self-titled album, and that was the track Shoot You Down that Silvertone released last year. It's kind of a massive package with both the album remastered, some demos and things, and also a DVD of a live show, so if you're a fan of them, you want to check that out. And then into the new material from last year, started off with the punk rock stalwarts Sonic Youth with God only knows what album number this is for them, 18th, something like that, but with their new label Matador, and I really like the last two albums they put out on Matador, kind of rediscovered some energy there that I really appreciate, and this was off the album The Eternal. It was the cut Walkin' Blue, a Lee Ranaldo cut there off of Sonic Youth's album from last year. After that, The Horrors, a band who put out this album Primary Colors last year on XL Records, and that was the opening track of that album called Mirror's Image. Great album and a cool track. Hope you enjoyed that one. After that, The Rakes, a band also out of the UK. I'm sorry, The Horrors are they're American. I don't really recall. I think they are. Anyway, The Rakes are from the UK, and this is their third album, although I think their last two albums have only come out overseas. I don't think they've come out domestically. But they've all three been released on V2 Records, and that was the last track on the album called The Final Hill on the album Clang that came out last year as well. After that, Deer Hunter, off of their EP that 4AD put out last year, Rainwater Cassette Exchange, and that was the track Circulation. Good stuff there. After that, members of the Dub Lab family, known as Tropic of Cancer, who got their start locally down here in Long Beach and then have since moved to the freezing regions of Minnesota. But luckily, they're still making good music. So I want to give a shout out to them and glad to hear that they've got such good music still coming out. And that was The Dull Age, which came out on a 10-inch called The Dull Age on Downwards Record that I know at least sold out of one pressing. So you want to look for that one. After that, Adam Franklin, who I just saw live with his band here in Los Angeles the other night. Really good show and another good album from him. This is an album called Spent Bullets that came out last year on Second Motion, and that was the opening track, Surge. And I just read that he has another album already finished and ready to release this May. So nice to see he's making some prolific steps here in the 2000s. Anyway, after that, Atlas Sound, the other of Bradford Cox's musical outlets, in addition to Deer Hunter, and he's definitely my musical man of the year because he's just doing great stuff and love both of his bands. This is Atlas Sound, more of his experimental and semi-solo effort, although there's a lot of collaboration going on in this record. And the album is called Logos, that was released by both Cranky and 4AD and had a collaboration with Leticia Sadier of Stereolab on that track. It's a cool one and a great album, so also worth checking out. After that, the what do I want to call this one? The Offbeat All-Stars backing the Flaming Lips on their recreation of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. The Flaming Lips teamed up with Stardeath and White Dwarfs, Henry Rollins, and Peaches. It's an interesting lineup. To recreate Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety. And actually, I got to give them credit. Like, at first, I was a little hesitant, but it's both respectful of the original, and yet it totally is something they've made their own, too. So it's worth checking out. It's definitely not a recreation in Pink Floyd's vein, but it's a recreation in the Flaming Lips' Twisted Minds, which makes it an interesting thing to listen to. So that was the opening tracks off of the album Speak to Me and Breathe, featuring Henry Rollins recreating the spoken bits from the original album and making them a little his own. And right now you're listening to Yola Tango, another band who keeps on keeping on. You know, this is a long history of albums for them as well, and they're also on Matador. And this is another good album called Popular Songs, and the track you're listening to right now is called And the Glitter Is Gone. So I hope you enjoyed my best of 2009, and look forward to a 2010 full of good music. So keep listening to dublab.com and my show. This is Marco Paul. My show is called The Heavenly Music Corporation. Thanks for checking me out. Take care.